Today, Yahoo became the first internet company to be sued in the United States for human rights violations in China. The wife of a Chinese dissident has brought an action in a federal district court in San Francisco, which accuses Yahoo of giving up her husband's name to the communist authorities. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
According to Yu Ling, on September 1, 2002, 10 local security police arrived at her Beijing home to arrest her husband, Wang Zhaoning.
They took away everything that he's ever written, his drafts and his journals.
Wang had been the editor of several online publications on political reform in China, which he sent anonymously to an email list. For this, says Yu, her husband was charged with incitement to subvert state power and other similar charges. Wang was found guilty and sentenced to 10 years in prison. When Yu looked at the court papers from her husband's sentencing, she discovered who had revealed the writer of those publications to authorities.
All the different pages has Yahoo written all over the place. It's very prevalent to me that Yahoo is the culprit.
Now that her husband is in prison, Yu doesn't see him very often, but he's told her of being beaten and tortured. She recalls the first time she saw him after his imprisonment.
He looked emaciated, weak, and he kept coughing nonstop. He had no expression whatsoever. He was seeing through me.
Yu is now in San Francisco as a plaintiff in a lawsuit against Yahoo. Morton Sklar is one of her attorneys and the executive director of the World Organization for Human Rights, USA.
Corporations acting that way, facilitating, aiding and abetting the commission of these kinds of atrocities, should be held accountable for that.
Sklar says U.S. corporations can be held accountable for their actions abroad under the Alien Tort Claims Act and the Torture Victims Protection Act. He says the Supreme Court affirmed that in a decision in 2004.
The Supreme Court said that torture is a special quality, a special nature. They made clear that torture is something that needs to be looked at by the U.S. courts.
While Yahoo's actions in China may be troubling, not all attorneys are so sure that an American corporation doing business abroad can be held accountable in a U.S. court. Deirdre Mulligan, a professor at University of California at Berkeley's Bolt Hall Law School, says this is a very vibrant and unsettled area of the law.
This is not a case where they're going to say, okay, well, we can easily apply X and get to the outcome that's being sought by the litigants in this case.
Mulligan says there have been dozens of cases brought against corporations under the Alien Tort Claims Act. She says this case could set an important precedent. Tech companies Google and Microsoft have also been criticized for cooperating with Chinese authorities in order to do business there. Human rights groups say Wang is one of four dissidents jailed because of Yahoo. Officials at Yahoo express regret about what happened to Wang Xiaoning. Jim Cullinan, a company spokesperson, says for all Yahoo knew, authorities in China wanted information to track a murderer.
They're not required to inform service providers for the reasons why they are seeking certain user information or the nature of the criminal investigation.
Yu Ling says she will return to China, where she does not know what fate awaits her. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
You can hear more from our interview with Yu Ling about the lawsuit and her testimony about how the Chinese have treated her husband at our website, npr.org.